Yeah. David Tennant's on.
Hello.
Hello.
The waters of Mars is on this Sunday.
The waters of Mars are about to break.
Now, this is the second part of the last four parts of the end.
That couldn't be more wrong.
Right.
No, it's this sort of stands alone, but there are strands of the story here that will continue on into our Christmas big finale, two-parter shenanigan, big hurrah.
Now, that is when you will then regenerate.
I will bid farewell to the TARDIS.
I know that it's impossible getting any kind of plot details from you
in
this situation, but what can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you that some characters are returning, like John Sim as the Master is coming back. Bernard Cribbins as Wilf is coming back.
He's
Catherine Tate as Donna is coming back.
Wow.
So there are some old faces.
Got the band back together.
The band are back together. We've got some great guest stars at Christmas. We've got Timothy Dalton in it.
Whoa.
Timothy Dalton, who embodies gravitas. He walks into a room and people sort of bow involuntarily. He's fantastic.
How has it been? Because I know that Matt Smith's now been filming the next series.
I know he is. He's down in Cardiff right now. It's which is odd. Actually, because you kind of think, oh, it's all going on without me. Surely it can't exist without me. What went wrong? But it's been quite exciting to be on the outside and not knowing what's going on. Because I've always loved the show. I didn't know how proprietorial I'd feel. Maybe once my final episodes have broadcast, of course, and it's not me anymore, maybe then I will start to feel proprietorial. But right now, I'm just really excited to see the stuff next year, see what it's going to be like.
Do you get to keep any of the gear? Steal something?
I didn't steal the thing.
Do you hand over the...
But I did get given some stuff.
Did you get
sonic screwdriver?
I've got my own sonic screwdriver now, yes.
How does Matt feel about that?
I think Matt's got a new super duper one, so you know, he could
really?
Care less. So I've got one of the old props I don't need anymore, basically, effectively, is what's happened there. And I've got the costume, because they don't need that anymore either. But I suppose I've been given the costume on the understanding that were there to be a 10 Doctor special in a few years' time, I supply my own gear.
So you're all sorted for fancy dress parties from now on?
I kind of am. Can you go as a character you've played on television?
Sure.
Why not?
No one's going to do it better than you, my friend.
Yeah.
Jamie goes as Mr. Blobby to everything he can.
Right.
Hang on a minute.
So as well as the Doctor Who that's going out at the weekend at Christmas, I hear it's called The End of Time.
Oh, yes.
Sound very
I thought you were
going
to talk about St. Trinian's 2, which is also out at Christmas.
Oh, well, we could get onto that.
Do you see how I segued into that?
We could get onto that.
Yes, thank you. St. Trinian's 2, The Legend of Fritton's Gold.
And that's you and Colin Firth, right?
Me and Colin Firth and Rupert Everett. Yes, one of us is in a dress.
I wonder who that might be.
It's not me or Colin
Firth. And tell us, Sarah Harding from Girls Aloud is in it.
She is.
You've been out on a night out with her?
I wouldn't be able to keep up.
Do you still go to clubs and things?
I never really went to clubs. You mean like dancing till 3 a.m?
I mean like what young people do.
I did that about 3 times, and it didn't work. It didn't go well for
Why
me.
Why did it not go well?
I don't know, the loudness and the... Yeah. I like a chat.
What's she dancing like?
Pretty hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, one of the things...
Thankfully, I don't have to prove that now.
Yeah.
Because it's radio.
Shame it's not television.
Yeah.
One of the things you're going to leave behind, apart from
the strange
the
smell, no.
of being sort of voted the best Doctor and that kind of thing, but the great thing is that you're going to leave behind this huge collection of Doctor Who merchandise.
Yes.
Which has been produced.
A lot of plastic with my face on it,
yeah.
And going straight to landfill. Is that what you're suggesting?
No, not at all. The action figure, you happy with the Doctor Who action figure?
Do you know, it's hard not to be happy having your own action figure. You shouldn't almost admit that. It tickles a very curious part of one's ego. You're probably we're a similar vintage, Jamie.
That's right.
And I grew up with those little Star Wars figures.
Yeah,
they were just my favourite thing in the world.
Absolutely.
So now to kind of be one of them.
Well, this is. I mean, I've been banging on for ages here that we should have our own merchandise.
You should have action dolls.
Harry,
you should
Jamie action figures.
You could.
But we'd need special weapons or powers.
You've got headphones.
Yeah.
Microphones.
Yeah, we
anything that fits in those kind of strangely, you know, clasping hands that they have.
And to be honest, I remember when I was young, it wouldn't matter what the weapon was. It was just the way
that you had it. Yeah.
What's the strangest bit of merchandising you've come across featuring your good self?
I think the weirdest bit has got to be the pants, really. I mean, there are lots of stuff. There's jigsaws and there's bath bombs and there's a wide and strange variety. But ultimately, underwear's got to be the oddest, I think.
Sure. But did your face appear on the pants?
It's on the pant. I won't tell you where.
No, good. Okay. Long to go till Christmas. What plans have you got, David, for Christmas?
Do you know, I don't really know yet. So I'm going to have to address that thought quite soon.
What's in the Tennant household? What would be a traditional Christmas? Is it a big family thing?
Family, turkey. What I don't get is when people say, well, we're not having turkey this year. You think, what do you mean you're not having turkey? Are you mental? You've got to have a bit of turkey. Mm. Even if you don't like it, make yourself eat turkey. That's what it's about. That's what it's for. Yeah.
We were going to have goose this year in Ireland.
Don't do that, Jamie. Come on.
And so you have the turkey, and then what, presents open in the morning or in the or afternoon?
Morning. I always favour morning. In fact, possibly even after midnight the night before.
That's naughty.
Controversial?
That's
controversial.
Yeah. And would you settle down to watch the Doctor Who Christmas specials or not?
I might do, yeah. If the rest of the family are keen, then I won't put them off. To be honest, they'd better be keen.
You can't ruin it for them and tell them what's about to happen.
Oh, no, I don't. Oh, no, I don't do that. Nobody can prize the plot out of me.
No.
Not even next of kin?
Absolutely not. Particularly then. Because then I do that annoying thing of sitting and watching their reaction as they're watching it.
And you've now done a film version of Hamlet.
That's right. That's on at Christmas as well.
Is it a film? Is it literally the filming of the stage production?
Yes. Well, it is in that all the cast are the same and it's the same basic setup and the same sort of principles of the one that we did on stage, but it's done for the camera, so it's an adaptation of the stage production, I suppose, would be the way to put it.
Now, that was a big success for you. Do you think you could find yourself maybe doing another stage role next year?
Oh, I hope so. Whether it's next year or when it would be, but I certainly always imagine I'll keep going back to the theatre. It's kind of what I started doing. That feels like my normal job. TV feels like I'm on some kind of extended sabbatical, really. So I'm sure I will at some point. I don't quite know when, but yeah.
Well, listen, Dave, it's been a real pleasure having you on
the
show.
It's always lovely to be on your show. It's a lovely show.
Thank you. Made better by you being on it, kind sir.
Thanks.
David Tennant, everyone.